Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free, as I said. Comes on Sunday every week. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, every year the U.S. Small Business Administration names a person in each state as the Small Business Person of the Year. And those 50 people are part of a soiree that the SBA has every year that ultimately winds up with the top Small Business Person of the Year in the nation. Well, the folks who are the Small Business Persons of the Year for the great state of North Carolina are Philip and Jeanette Kelly, and they own a company called Salem Printing Company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and they are the Small Business Persons of the Year for North Carolina. They're my heroes, and they're on our show right now. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Oh, good. Thank you. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Hi, Philip.
Hello, Jim.
Congratulations.
Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations to both of you. I'm really proud of you for what you've accomplished. And what I want you to do first, Philip, is I want you to tell us a little bit about your company, when you got started, how big it is, how many employees you got, and just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we started in 1987 by my partner, Don Whitaker, and he ran the business through 1995. We had started out with just about 10 employees, and Jeanette and I came in real active in 1995 when he retired and put in a big investment, and we started growing, and now we have about 60 employees and
Wow. Do
about $6 million in business, and it's just growth, and it's overwhelming. We're a commercial printer. We print point-of-sale and folding cartons and commercial brochures and folders and coupons and high-quality printing.
How big is the largest? What's a point-of-purchase display? What would be a big order for you, an order maybe just up to the point where you would want to go somewhere else with it? What would be the size? How many?
23 by 29 is our niche size. That's
our physical
size. Spreadsheet size. Yeah.
Yeah. How about quantities?
Quantity, unlimited. We have high-tech presses that run very fast, 15,000 sheets an hour, so we compete with big web presses.
Right.
And big 40-inch presses that run slower than ours. If we ran 50,000 to 100,000 big posters, that's just a normal order.
I got you. Is it? You have a union shop or not?
No,
not union. Okay, that's interesting. Jeanette, let's bring you in here now. What's it like being a small business person?
Well, it's very unique. I was a teacher for 19 years, and Philip's been in the printing industry for all of his adult life. So when we decided to do this, we just jumped right in, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, now, you guys worked, your husband and wife, you also work together every day, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we've been married 39 years, almost 40. In a couple of weeks, we'll be 40 years. And,
you were obviously only a child bride, right?
Yes, that's right.
And now Jeanette, let me ask you this question. It's been like 9 or 10 years now that you guys have been working like this, and you're still married almost 40 years. How'd you pull that off?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, we get along very well, and not only do we work together day in and day out, but our son is in the business, and our son-in-law is in the business. And we just love having them here. We couldn't be happier. And we just get along well. We respect one another. You know, they're not kids anymore. They're
right. Adults,
and they've prepared themselves well and with their education. And so I think that has a lot to do with a success of a family business where you respect one another. And everybody has their little niche. You know, takes care of different things, and so it works out well for us.
And, Philip, I'm sure you've learned the cardinal rule of working with your wife. And that is to always make sure you get the last word, and that last word is yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You've got it. Exactly.
That's the key to success with working with your wife, isn't it, Philip?
Well, it's not difficult. We have complementary skills, and we work in different areas, and our son's in one area, and we're in different areas, and Jeanette handles a lot of different areas. So it works out very well.
What were the challenges that you guys had when you wanted to grow your business? When you decided to take it to the next level, what were the main challenges that you had to face?
Getting up enough nerve to do it. That was the biggest one. Once we were committed, you're committed, and there's no turning back. You either grow or die.
And, right.
We've just been so fortunate. It hasn't been difficult because we've got people here that make things happen, and they jump right in. They enjoy autonomy and making decisions, and they do it every day. And growth just seems natural. Customers, the more they know about us, the faster they come, and the biggest problem we've had is managing the growth.
Is that right? Now, and when you say managing the growth, Jeanette, what is that, what do you think what is involved in managing the growth? Not just capital, right?
Right. Well, right now, we've just run out of space, and we're limited on our land. We don't have additional land right now. And so we're bursting at the seams, but we've rented a warehouse where we're going to be putting things, non-essential things, so that we can make room for more equipment. We've ordered more equipment this month.
Well, technology.
So it's a challenge, though. When you run out of space, it's a big challenge.
Technology has really changed your industry, hasn't it, Philip, over the last 20 years?
It really has. The printing industry has grown by leaps and bounds in the technology area. And we're in favor of all the changes. We constantly are looking for ways to improve the efficiency. Customers want lower prices. They don't expect inflation or higher prices. They constantly, the Walmarts of the world are driving prices down. So the only way to do that and keep raising pay rates and standards of living is to increase efficiency. I'm an industrial engineer, and my son is, and we focus on that all the time. And when we can find a better machine that'll run it faster or better, or eliminate some spoilage or some waste, then we go for that.
Right.
Customers seem to like that a lot.
Our employees know that there's definitely going to be change all the time because that's a Philip's philosophy. We've got to keep up. We've got to change and make changes and. So they're used to that now.
Well said, Jeanette and Philip. Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask them about their customers. 20 after. Stay with us. Getting jiggy with it. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friends, Philip and Jeanette Kelly, the owners of Salem Printing Company, Incorporated, out of beautiful downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a great state and a great city, and a great company there in that great state and great city. Philip and Jeanette have this company, the printing company there. And by the way, folks, let me tell you what American Printer said about them. American Printer is a national trade publication for their industry, and they named Salem Printing one of the top 50 fastest-growing printers in the United States. Congratulations, Jeanette and Philip.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about your website. What's the website?
The website is terrible. It has one picture of my grandson.
Oh, no.
In a 4th of July hat. I can get it done, I'm going to put some more of my other grandchildren out there.
Now, Jeanette, this sounds a little bit like, you know, the cobbler's children have no shoes.
It sounds like something I would do, but
you guys need to, you're going to have to get your website going.
Well, we don't rely on the website.
But you're gonna have to. Eventually, you're gonna need to. You need to get that one going. Let's talk about your customers.
Okay.
Now, how do you find customers?
We have salesmen who go out and find the customers for us.
How many salesmen do you have?
We have about five or six.
People.
If you count Philip, and he's always doing some too.
Right.
There are six of them.
So they're going out knocking on doors and selling the different things that you guys offer.
Well,
right?
You know, salesmen, true, really successful salesmen have relationships with people. Not so much knocking on doors, but people who know that they can get the job done and that they're good at what they do. So they've been very successful, and we haven't had to go out knocking on doors, really.
Yeah. Philip, one of the things that I know is that the only thing harder that the only thing that takes more work than getting a customer is keeping a customer. Now, what do you guys do to make sure that when you get a customer, you keep them?
We have a pretty hard policy of satisfaction guaranteed. That seems to be the only way to do business these days. And we only work one shift, we work round the clock for our customers, and everybody knows it. And we'll come in here Saturday and Sunday and late at night. We're running two shifts this week just because the customers ask for it. And whatever they want, that's what we give them.
Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
No questions asked. Their quality is our standard, and whatever they want, that's what they get.
Right.
And if it isn't done right, we'll redo it.
Okay, now here you are in 2004. Your business is doing well. You've gotten all these awards. Things are rocking along swimmingly. But still, Philip and Jeanette, I know that there are days when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, nights when you wake up at 3 o'clock, and there's something that's haunting you. There's something that maybe it's a printing issue, maybe it's just a small business issue. Tell us what one of those things are.
Well, we're constantly planning for the growth. And so we're always discussing the new systems, the new high-tech systems that are out there, and whether we should do it now or delay it a little bit. We're discussing employees that we've got to select for new jobs that are coming on with the growth. Jeanette mentioned renting some space off-site. We've already done that. We're in the process of buying some land. We're planning a new building, planning additions to this building. Parking is a problem. Storage is a problem. New equipment is a problem. So there's a lot of reason to wake up in the middle of the night.
I see.
Think we got a lot of sleep, would you?
Well, let me ask you this question, Jeanette. When you guys leave work and you go home, or you go to eat dinner, or you take a trip or whatever, who's the first person to be likely to bring up the business, Philip or Jeanette?
Philip
is?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Okay. How do you separate the business from your personal life, Philip? It's hard, isn't it?
It's difficult to do. The business kind of is my personal life. I'm a workaholic, and thank goodness Jeanette will leave at some reasonable hour and go home, and then I'll feel guilty, so I'll come home eventually. but yeah, it's a way of life. Managing growth in a printing business, it's not really just printing. We're all here in a business. We do print, but we run a professional shop, and it takes full time to keep up with everything.
You know, Jeanette, one of the things that Philip called himself a workaholic. See, I probably am going to disagree with him. And the reason I say that is, to me, a workaholic is someone who works at the expense of everything else, family, friends, health, et cetera, et cetera. And I think loving what you do and loving to be at work is not the same thing as being a workaholic. Would you agree with that, Jeanette?
I'm not sure what a workaholic is. All I know is that he works long, hard hours, but
yeah,
he does enjoy it. This is, he loves it, so that's fine. I'm used to it now. When I was not in the business, it was a little bit harder for me to understand, but now that I'm in the business, even when we want to go on vacation, I'm thinking, oh, he needs to be at work, because you know, these problems are going to come up, and they're going to need him. So I understand it a lot more now that I'm in the business.
If somebody wanted to do business with you, I know you serve people all over the country. Give us a phone number.
Oh, 336-744-9990.
That's the Salem Printing Company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Philip and Jeanette Kelly are the Small Business Persons of the Year. Philip and Jeanette, congratulations again. You're my heroes.
Well, thank you so much.
I've never been a hero before.
Well, you are now. Good job. And good luck, and we'll talk to you later. Quick break. I'll be right back with Gail Goodman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.